This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
First month of 2017 is almost over. The sun is setting on it as we speak. This is the Sunday transmission, the 29th day of January 2017. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We will be here live for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Well, I think the best name for Trump at this point, 8 days into his presidency, 8.5 days in, is Trump the Deliverer. And I mean that as a double meaning. Yes, the Deliverer from evil in the Moses Exodus type archetype, but more importantly, a Deliverer when it comes to his promises, which is the same thing, isn't it? I was sitting here right before we went live on air with over 200 news articles in front of me that are all bombshell. A lot of them exclusives to Infowars.com. I'm thinking, man, where do I start here? Well, it's just that Trump is a deliverer. He delivers. Now, if that kind of sounds like blasphemous, like, you know, God's the deliverer, or Moses is the deliverer, but I meant it in my own mind as like delivering the goods, delivering on what he says he'll do. The truth teller, the oath keeper, honorable. In fact, he's so good. The word that's being used is dizzying. And I'm a little dizzy trying to keep track of it all. I mean, just today, a lifetime ban on lobbying for foreign governments. That will untie so many foreign entanglements, so many metastasized tentacles into our country from foreign powers. That will wreck globalism so bad, even if he just gets 4 years. And then a 5-year ban, which is very reasonable. So you're not like making deals right before you leave. It's the same thing as a ban for a lifetime. A 5-year ban on lobbying internally, even with U.S. companies. This is really a big deal. And signing the orders on the border wall, signing the orders banning people coming in from radical Islamic countries until they're being vetted. Moving forward on just honchoing massive factory jobs coming back to the U.S., signing the beginning orders to kill the individual mandate, making you get Obamacare from private companies. Talk about slavery. That's what that was. I've got to sit back with my crew and somehow, because it's like 5 or 6, 7 promises a day he's keeping, and try to have some big article tomorrow. In fact, I'm going to call Watson. It's like midnight there now, but after the show today, and I'm going to say, or like 10 o'clock at night, I'm going to say, please work with me tomorrow. Can we put out a big article on all the promises Trump has kept? I mean, normally in 4 or 8 years, you'd look back and hope to have 1 or 2 promises kept. I was saying if he got 30, 40% done, I'd be pleased. It's ridiculous at this point. And then I tune into CNN. It's bashing, lying, calling him a liar, twisting information. I tune into MSNBC, even worse. Then this morning, I did a good boy's job. I worked out for 2 hours. 20 minutes on the elliptical, hour and a half workout, another 15 minutes on the elliptical. But I had Fox News on. I got a garage gym at my house. And they were attacking Trump. Oh, they'd have a Democrat on to say he's a liar, no one was at his inauguration, or you know, no illegals vote. And then they'd have the softball person. No, he's just mistaken, not a known liar. That is total good cop, bad cop crapola. And I'm not in competition with Fox News. I wish they would just tell the truth, save the country, and whatever. But I got to call them out. They are disgusting. Other than Sean Hannity, Fox and Friends, and Tucker Carlson, it is a disgusting train wreck of people that aren't stars who've been told by their bosses, you attack Trump or you're gone. And it's disgusting. I could care less if Trump was bad. Attack him all you want. He's so good. I don't know what to say at this point. he talked to Putin yesterday and a bunch of other world leaders. The British Prime Minister came. We'll get to that. We'll get to what's really happening with the big riots and, you know, all the Islamists that are flooding in, pissed they can't just come here and have anchor babies for free. All the pregnant women getting off the airplanes, getting ready to break water or whatever and have us pay for it all. They're all crap in their pants. We'll cover all that.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Is the passion of slaves, and this man knows no fear. He is Alex Jones.
Now you can tell out of the hundreds of liners we have that I didn't write that one. Alex Jones is King Kong on steroids. Alex Jones could do anything. No, I fear failure. I fear the globalists having success over humanity. I fear that I'm not doing enough to fight them. That's why I'm pretty much up here 7 days a week when I'm out with my family fighting the globalists, because they're so easy to defeat when we simply stand up against them, when we simply block their agendas. First off, the traitorous, fake news, corporate-owned, globalist-owned media is lying about Trump's orders. We have a giant development where it's admitted that Trump only reissued an order that Obama put in 2013 for a limited time on a travel ban when they knew a bunch of terrorists were getting on airplanes. So the big trolling of the media is they're all running around freaking out, pulling their hair out, going crazy because he's put a temporary ban on six countries. And Obama, 3.5 years ago, did the exact precise thing bigger than Dallas. Wow. By the way, there's a ban to most of those Muslim countries on Christians coming in, or Jews, or agnostics. Try going topless in more than 14 Muslim countries. They will cane you and torture you. And the second offense, they will kill you. But I saw a video from the Women's March last week here in Austin and in D.C. where I was, of topless women chanting Allah Akbar. Even the Herald Sun in Australia gets it right. Muslim ban hypocrisy left quiet when Obama also halts visas. This is crazy. But Trump is so smart. And I didn't pick up on this till today. He issued, I'm going to show TV viewers, radio listeners, I'll break it down and give you the executive order numbers in a moment. He issued the exact text that Obama issued in 2013. He just changed the signature. Knowing they would conniption fit and have corrupt pedophile Hollywood come out and bitch and complain about it and freak out. Now, some of the customs officials did overextend it a bit in their hastiness to even stop folks that had green cards coming in. No, Trump clarified. I mean, he went, oh, a debacle. He's defeated. He's been discredited. Oh, why? He backed off on his own plan within 2 days. No, there was a little bit of the language. It was Obama's language. So he clarified that. So, again, this is just craziness to watch all this unfold. We're going to break that down. We're going to break down the new mantra, the IMF, the World Bank, the central banks of Europe, the private Federal Reserve here, are all announcing they want to raise interest rates to kill the Trump rally. And $2.2 trillion out of the stock market. And all these factories coming back and and optimism and restaurants being full again, and suddenly all sorts of purchasing of textiles is up, and people are having optimism, and they're going out and getting loans for homes, and, oh, no, we can't do that because Trump's a racist. A recession is overdue. Here's what will trigger it, NBC. Oh, here's another headline. Trump will preside over the next recession, strategist says. I mean, without looking, you type in Trump recession, you get thousands of articles the last week. Oh, the Trump recession's here. Doom and gloom. Oh, my gosh. IMF, the Donald Trump boom is a bit of this and a bit of that for the U.S. economy. So we're going to be breaking all of this down. We're going to look at some of the big positive things. In fact, let's look at some of the promises delivered. There's been so many that I don't know where to start, but the latest today was another order, another executive order. 7 days a week you get this. This is day nine. It's not quite over yet. A lifetime ban on foreign lobbying, working for foreign governments. There should always be a ban in that. There's always a ban in the Constitution. That's reissued. And a five-year on anybody that works in the government. Totally reasonable. And NBC has to admit Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, they hate that president. Couldn't happen. Impossible. Because they control the news. They're the fake news. President Donald Trump acted to fulfill a key portion of his pledge to drain the swamp in Washington, banning administration officials from ever lobbying the U.S. on behalf of foreign governments and imposing a separate five-year ban on other lobbying. But there's the headline. President Donald Trump acted Saturday to fulfill a key portion of his pledge. Remember we had about a month ago creeping around Newt Gingrich saying, oh, he's not going to drain the swamp. He's not going to ban lobbyists. Don't worry. Really, you little lobbyist, what happened? Your days of screwing everybody over are over. Your jobs are over. Like Trump said, a lot of people here in this room are going to have jobs after this when he signed it. Yesterday went into effect today for Monday. So let's play a clip here from NBC, who actually was telling the truth here for once. Wow, he is fulfilling a pledge. That's the first thing he started doing with Pence, was just anybody that had been in his campaign. He said, I'm sorry, you helped us get elected, but you're a lobbyist. Bye-bye. He doesn't need the money. He doesn't want the money. He isn't even talking to all these interests that are promising him all these jobs and all these things later. He spent hundreds of millions of his own money to get elected. Again, that's still the truth, folks. And Trump's delivering. So here it is. Trump sets five-year and lifetime lobbying ban. NBC.
So this is a five-year lobbying ban. And this is all of the people, most of the people standing behind me will not be able to go to work or do anything adverse to our wonderful country. Okay, five-year ban. It's a two-year ban now, and it's got full of loopholes. This is a five-year ban. So you have one last chance to get out. Good, I had a feeling you were going to say that. This was something, the five-year ban, that I've been talking about a lot on the campaign trail, and we are now putting it into effect.
By the way, they've had all these handwriting analysis. People look at a signature, they say, somebody you can trust, somebody that's into stability. Notice it's like a expansion bridge, like the Golden Gate. It's three spikes, three pinnacles, with just a perfect road across it. Again, Trump obsessed with actually delivering
the organization of the National Security Council
on what he says he'll do.
The Homeland Security Council, you know pretty much what it represents. Represents a lot. And also,
but more than that, it's a trifecta. I think a lot of he has the legislative, the executive, and the judicial. The trifecta, and his signature is a trifecta. This gets more insane by the moment. The trifecta signature.
Okay.
Boom. Boom. Meanwhile, the enemy is in complete insane asylum meltdown, and coming up in the next segment, how long is the next segment? Do I have enough time to play that special report? I do. Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to play Rob Dew's special report. I'm going to premiere it here on the radio/TV, and I'm going to go over the facts after that, that it's worse than we said. I've added the numbers together, conservatively 7 million, on the high end 14 million illegals and dead people voted in previous elections and even more in this one, and the Democrats put out strategy papers a year ago saying, don't worry, we're going to win because of the Electoral College just counts the general population. It just counts who's in the state, so then you get numbers for voters, not just for who votes, but for whoever's in the state, is counted as votes. That's what's so fair about the Electoral College. It just counts population. And even if you don't vote, you're still getting represented. And so in the system where you win or lose, Hillary totally rigged it and bragged, we have the Electoral College because of New York, Florida, California, and other states where Democrats have been dominating recently. They said, we're going to be invincible because we have such a higher number in the Electoral College because illegals are counted in the census. And Politico, the Associated Press, and others a year and a half ago, I have the articles. I'm going to show them to you, admitted that. And so we're talking about, you add people voting illegally in this together, it's like at least 10 million. It could be 14 million. The low is 7 million. So his number of 3 million is very reasonable. And then I've got all these studies that haven't even been in the news. They're talking about Pew, trying to discredit that when it's one of the most credible groups out there. The problem is Pew gets government funding. They're really threatening them right now. But Trump's about to clean that out. So the dawn is coming, it looks like. So stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So here's the bottom line. Select multinational corporations, not all of them, set out to establish a world government. They wrote thousands of books, tens of thousands of white papers, spent hundreds of billions of dollars of taxpayer money conservatively to try to set this plan up. The big robber barons that controlled the U.S. at the start of the last century developed this program of what was left of the British Empire. And now that program kind of ran on by itself. It was doing horrible things, was arrogant, was delusional, believed it was invincible. Mainly because most of the people that were running it had been given it via hereditary title. They weren't actually hardworking, good people. They were decadent, they were disconnected. A lot of their mid-level people were patriots, didn't like what was happening. We built the movement, Liberty Movement built a major defense against it. It blew up in their face. Now they're hoping to basically overrun first world countries with third world populations who they can convert to globalism and then basically vote to take the rights of the indigenous populations. But instead, we're actually going to reach out to those people and educate them. Now, Rob Dew has done a special report detailing the fact that Donald Trump is totally correct about systemic election fraud by organizing retail voter fraud. And Donald Trump is completely right. Here is that special report.
The president does believe that. He has stated that before. I think he stated his concerns of voter fraud and people voting illegally during the campaign. And he continues to maintain that belief based on studies and evidence that people have presented to him.
Our role is to be watchdogs, and we have to provide that kind of accountability. And I think when a president or anybody else says something,
you know,
that
New York Times
verifiably,
lies.
Empirically false,
no, you're a verified liar.
Then one has to call him out on it.
My name is Brittany Foreman. I work in the 52nd Ward, the 15th Division. And today I witnessed voter fraud.
It's tough to call the President of the United States a liar because you want to respect the office. But I think it does a disservice.
Yeah, there's no fraud, Lemon.
And even to the President and even to, you know, journalists. Not to call. Call it what it is, and it is a lie.
Election judges confirmed there were issues with two of the eight automated voting machines in the Clinton Township building. Most of the issues stemmed from people trying to vote straight party ticket. However, a number of voters told me that specifically they wanted to vote for the Republican Donald Trump, only to see their vote switched before their eyes to the Democrat Hillary Clinton.
Because he's trying to legitimize his election? Is it because down the road Democrats are fearful that this might lead to voter suppression efforts by the Republican administration, keeping people from being able to vote in the future by requiring identity documents that a lot of people just don't have?
Like, according to Joe DeFelice, the chairman of the Philadelphia Republican Party, you guys are saying that may be happening. Is that correct?
Oh, it's happening. Everything they said we were going to do, they're actually doing. They're intimidating, they're suppressing, they're disenfranchising. It's getting ridiculous.
Even people in both parties and independents as well should want fair elections. They want every vote counted.
The Democrats want to steal this country. It ain't happening, KKK scum.
Rob Dew with InfoWars.com. And in case you haven't been paying attention, vote fraud is back in the news. And no, this time it isn't the Russians hacking our democracy. It's Donald Trump undermining it with tweets. In fact, if you look at mainstream media news, we have headlines from CNN, White House, Trump believes millions voted illegally. Washington Post, Trump seeks major investigation into unsupported claims of voter fraud. USA Today, fact check, Trump claims massive voter fraud. Here's the truth. And finally, from Politico, Trump's bad voter fraud math. Now, this is the same Politico that back in 2015 said how illegal immigrants could elect Hillary. And what are they talking about? Are they talking about illegal immigrants voting illegally? No, what they're talking about is illegal immigrants going into states and changing the way the Electoral College is appropriated. Thanks to the unique math undergirding the Electoral College, the mere presence of 11 to 12 million illegal immigrants and other non-citizens here legally may enable them to swing the election from Republicans to Democrats. In fact, there are 435 electoral seats that are reappropriated every 10 years due to the census. So if you have a massive wave of illegal immigrants, they could tip the scales into the favor of the Democrats. And these findings are echoed by a study from Old Dominion and George Mason University done back in 2014 titled, Do Non-Citizens Vote in U.S. Elections? The highlights include first use of representative sample to measure non-citizen voting in the USA. They also found that some non-citizens cast votes in U.S. elections despite legal bans. They also found that non-citizens favored Democratic candidates over Republicans, and they found that non-citizens likely changed the 2008 outcomes, including the Electoral College votes and the composition of Congress. They also said that voter photo identification rules have limited effect on non-citizen voter participation. And specifically in the study, the authors say that illegals may have cast as many as 2.8 million votes in 2008 and 2010, which is the same number of votes that Hillary Clinton won the popular vote by in this past election. So it really makes you wonder, is Donald Trump full of bunk when he says we need to do an investigation into this, or is there something behind it? Well, the mainstream media wants you to think that voter fraud has never occurred in this country, ever. But now I'm going to go into some instances that happened just in this past election.
So there's a checklist on whether or not a precinct can be unrecountable. If there's a large tear in the ballot container that would allow ballots to be removed or ballots to be put in, that potentially could deem a precinct unrecountable. If the seal on the precinct, if the seal on the ballot container bag doesn't match the seal number written in the poll book, that could potentially be a cause for an unrecountable precinct as well.
Half of Detroit votes may be ineligible for recount. Michigan's largest county voted overwhelmingly for Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton, but officials couldn't reconcile vote totals for 610 of the 1,680 precincts during a countywide canvass of vote results last month. That's right, and this was one of the states where Jill Stein was trying to have a recount, and notice that recount in that state got quashed. Furthermore, in heavily Democratic Detroit, it was found that 59% of the precinct poll books did not match those of the voting machine printouts. That's 392 precincts out of 662. Now let's move over to PA, where just yesterday a spokesman for the State Department there said, "We have no evidence at all of voter fraud. There is no evidence that undocumented immigrants voted in November." But earlier this month, the Secretary of State said, "We had up to 700 voters that may have cast two ballots in different counties in this election." In fact, the Secretary of State, Carol Ashiel, was quoted as saying, "There's potential for voter fraud in Pennsylvania," and added, "She's powerless to investigate or prosecute double voters." And back during Election Day, Philadelphia GOP member Brittany Foreman said she witnessed voter fraud. She witnessed people trying to tell people how to vote in Philadelphia. And in early November, state police raided the offices of Delco to seek evidence of voter registration fraud, and that's in Delaware County, Pennsylvania. Again, another swing state where the vote counts were stopped. You see how this is happening? Anywhere where there might be voter fraud or widespread voter fraud, the recounts were stopped. Now, there were only recounts in three states, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. But there were other states that were reporting hacks to their voter registration systems, one of which was Georgia. And the IP address of the computer that was attacking them led back to DHS. Now, when DHS was questioned about this, they said, well, it might be a rogue employee, we don't know. And then when the head of elections of Georgia canvassed other states, they found at least five other states were getting pinged from the Department of Homeland Security. And then we had Obama, as he was walking out the door, wanting to put Homeland Security in charge of our election systems. And finally, from the Daily Caller back in October, here's what voter fraud looks like in 23 states. And they highlight cases in Virginia, Colorado, Michigan, and California, and 19 other states. So voter fraud is real, and I commend the president for wanting to do an investigation on it. And the mainstream media needs to get out of the way and shut up until we see what the findings are. This has been Rob Dew reporting for InfoWars.com and InfoWars Nightly News.
And look, the truth is, they know the findings. The Democrats plan the whole thing. I want to encourage all of you to remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle of truth, and the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about InfoWars.com and send out the links so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcast and download the free iPhone and Android apps at InfoWars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at InfoWars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at InfoWars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get InfoWars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of InfoWars Prime. InfoWars has come a long way, and InfoWars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it.
I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans, ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie. Info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. I intend to open the phones up in the second hour. We have a bunch of special reports I haven't gotten to, but I was just thinking, why did you vote for Trump? And what do you think of him delivering in 8.5 days on half of his agenda? At least executing to move forward with it. It's so unprecedented, even in history. Even with other leaders that do what they say they do, it takes some time. This is beyond blitzkrieg. This is amazing. And CNN says, it's like he's obsessed with delivering on his promises. Yes, this is leadership. And you compare it to Obama, who vacationed 4 or 5 months a year. It's a totally different ballgame, isn't it? You know, I don't have George Soros funding us. I don't have big corporate sponsors. I have viewers and listeners that support InfoWars. And just like our information is game-changing, cutting-edge, tip of the spear, spearhead, powerful, because we're telling the truth, the products I sell are things I personally research, I personally use, that we scour the world for what's the best for ourselves and our families, our communities, and what's the best to sell to you at the lowest price. It's really a simple idea. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. And whether it's non-GMO heirloom seeds that are great to order right now with the spring coming up, or whether it's water purification and home air purifiers, or whether it's Defense Department Combat One that only is available to InfoWars customers right now. It'll be in stores nationwide within 6 months. You'll see it everywhere. It's got a whole new system beyond colloidal silver. Colloidal silver is great. Beyond antibiotics, it's been proven by the Defense Department with patented technology to kill the germs safely. It's got things nobody's got. We've got the field spray, the wipes, everything, and it's like cheaper than baby wipes. It's 10 times better. That's all available. We got lowers from Tennessee Arms, the lowest price, with the brass inserts. But the point is that just as we game change in politics and in world systems, we game change in the products we bring you to fund our operation. And you game change when you go check out the products. We got thousands of them that everybody needs. And support people that are behind you and behind your family and behind literally being suicidal when it comes to taking on the globalists. And I don't mean that as in suicidal, the technical sense. I love life. I want to live to be 150 years old. I don't ever want to die. I want to have great-great-grandchildren, I see. But you know what? Put a gun to my head and say, sell somebody out. I say, pull the trigger. I will never submit or give in. We're the people to bet on. We're the people to support. But beyond buying our products, I want your prayers. I want you, when you look up at the stars at night and pray for your family, to think about me, because I am your family, and I love you, and I need you. We all need each other in this fight. We always root for the folks that stand up for what's good and try to help people, don't we? There's a bunch of people think we're weak because we care about the little guy, because we don't want senseless wars, but we're willing to go to war to stand up for what we believe in. And I'll quote Merle Haggard, I don't blame somebody for picking sides, standing up for what they believe in. But when you sit here and you run down what I stand for and claim I'm some type of degenerate for what I believe in, you're walking on the fighting side of me. That's what InfoWars is in 21 years. You're walking on the fighting side of Alex Jones, and you've got a fight. You want a fight, you got one. And all I am is an electrical charge reaching out to you that feels the same way, who has the same background, the same historical experiences. I don't care what color you are. It's the American experience. We've all been through it together, and it's spiritual. I want to launch a D.C. bureau. I want to launch a London bureau. I want to launch a New York bureau, an L.A. bureau. I want to take the culture back. I got plans. You think what we've done has been powerful so far? I know that if we implement these plans, it will change the world. Now, does it put me into greater danger? Absolutely. That's why I go there. I go towards the enemy attack. Just like World War II, they didn't have good radar. They didn't have GPS. They didn't have any of that. They had charts and maps. And they'd be going in to try to bomb a little bitty factory comparatively. Imagine flying 500 miles, 1,000 miles, and you're trying to bomb a little bitty factory. And sometimes your mission said if the wind was in your face, you're not going to even have gas to get back, but you got ordered to go there. So you're going to bomb these targets and ditch your planes in the ocean. And imagine you're flying in, you're looking on the binoculars, you're looking at night for fires, and you go, there it is, there's the flak. They got the shells. And you steer right towards the enemy attack. You go right to the attack. Because their fight against us is our guidance system to where we got to drop the munitions. We're running a special that's going to end in just a few days. We have it with the manufacturer of Alexa Pure water filtration systems that cut all the garbage out. And the Alexa Pure Breeze, amazing air filtration systems. It's only like $250. Well, 20-something% off, it's way below that. It's $149. Leading stuff's $500. Now, with miniaturization and costs going down, I bought stuff like 4 years ago that was $800 to $1,000 for my house, similar system. They just learned how to miniaturize it, make it better. It's not miniaturizing, but each little cell is miniaturized. It's really a great deal, $149. And your purchase funds are Operation InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. A lot of other specials are running right now as well, 10% off DNA Force. Super Male Vitality is about to sell out. But again, these are all products I personally use and know are simply fabulous. You know, I'm not ready yet to get into more proof of the election fraud, backing up what Trump said. I want to cover that in the next segment, plus their attempts to implode the economy. I want to air a John Bowne report because I love the people of Mexico or anywhere else. I love empowering people, and what Trump's doing will empower everybody if the dream of free market, open, free societies is actually realized. So there's a report here, Mexico, Our Neighbor, Under Economic Tyranny by John Bowne. We're going to go to break here in just about 3 minutes. I don't have time to get to that. Man, I want to get to that. We're going to play that when we come back. Do what? Okay, we have time for which report? Oh, yeah, the Black Conservative Report. This guy's powerful at the Women's March. When they're attacking white people, he says, you're just acting like the enemy, like the KKK. Let's go out to break with this report.
No, I haven't been cracked. This is what I live. This is what I breathe.
There's a woman in front of him saying, lock him up.
You allow Black Lives Matter on campus, but you don't allow white power on campus. Why not? It's the same. Neither hate, neither, both are hatred, but neither are productive. So if you denounce the one, denounce the other.
Black guy telling a white woman Black Lives Matter is racist.
I'm being honest with you, bro. I'm being honest with you.
He doesn't know what to say.
Let me tell you something. You listen, let me be honest with you. I just want to say this, right? I want to tell you something right now. African Americans make up 13% of the population, yet commit over 50% of the violent gun and drug crime in the United States.
And you don't think there's a problem with
that? No, that's true. It's 55%.
And if you love black folks, you want to fix that.
55% of that is to other blacks. So as an African American, I have a 2,000 times more likelihood to be shot and killed by another black man leaving this event than I do by a white person.
They don't want more black people or shoot them.
2,000 times more percent. I mean, us as African Americans, we're killing each other. That's what the real problem is.
Yo, this is a reverse mirror.
I'm being honest with you. That's what the problem is. That's what the problem is.
This
is me and my brother right here. We got to stand
together. Yeah, ready for radio listeners.
Listen. I'm being honest. If Obama would have stood up and said, look, we're killing each other. We've got a problem within the African American community, he would have been phenomenal. But he's going to make it white people and
he hired Owen Schroyer. I want to find this guy. I want to hire him either where he's at.
I'm 2,000 times
come here. This guy is our next reporter.
Shot killed by another black man leaving this event today, tonight.
And they'll call this guy Uncle Tom. No, he cares about black people.
Officer.
That's what's killing black people.
That's sad. I can't hang out in black neighborhoods. I can't do that. I can't because it's a risk for me. It's a risk. It's sad. There's a problem within the African American community.
This guy's kicking brainwashing. I want this guy's reporter
Obama
right
didn't address
now.
It because he wanted the
Can
black
we reach
vote,
out and find this guy?
Al Sharpton didn't address it because he's making millions of dollars off of victimizing African Americans. Trust me. I know how that is.
$1,000 bounty for whoever finds out who that guy is. I want him. It's like Owen Schroyer. Not because he's black or white, because he's super smart.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family.
Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendeman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Frontline. You are listening to an InfoWars.com Frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Absolutely. Here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, live. Back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Weeknights, 7 o'clock Central. InfoWars Nightly News and more. InfoWars.com/show. I cannot tell you how the enemy wants to censor this broadcast and block it out. I cannot tell you the victory you're having when you tell your neighbors, your friends, your coworkers, your family, strangers, you name it, about InfoWars.com. And when you encourage them to then spread that link to others. You want to bring down tyranny? You want to take down people that are set in opposition against prosperity and success and free will? You cannot find a place to support that does more. And I don't say that arrogantly. I was talking during the break about plans to try to hire 30, 40 people. And the fact that people always split off and do their own thing, and they always seem to want to like be pissed at you when they leave. And I was like, listen, I'm like a tree with a bunch of seeds. I want people to learn what we know and go out and have success against tyranny. It's satanic to just think you stay forever and you've got all the power and you get bigger and you get badder and you get stronger and no one else has the knowledge but you. I want everybody to have the water of truth. That's why I love Matt Drudge, is he's one of the only people in media that has huge power and discernment, but then wants to build up other people that are telling the truth and just has the sheer joy of seeing that grow and become strong. A control freak sees that and becomes threatened. I am so pleased to see Trump and his connection to the zeitgeist, the force, whatever you want to call it, so strong, and in that office with all of our support and prayers and love, just becoming fantastically strong in the face of the enemy. Because believe me, the enemy is going to now hit him hard. And he may be destroyed. He may be successful. But regardless, it's an example to us all. So I am very, very pleased and honored to be alive right now. And these are times that will be long remembered. I mean, we've seen the enemy and their arrogance try to sell us a walking dead corpse like Hillary Clinton. Well, they won't be as arrogant next time. They'll try to sell something better. So we've got to be discerning and focused and understanding what we're looking at. But this is a big time. This is a time where humanity's choosing its destiny. And I am just so enthusiastic, so beyond blessed to be part of the incredible positive things that are happening. People should say I was a fear porn dealer or negative. I was negative because we had George W. and Obama and lobbyists and arrogance and total corruption and people at war with their own power source and just hating humanity because they were so fallen. The fact that we're making the turn back towards God is people say, oh, suddenly you love the government. Suddenly you love the system. Suddenly you're so optimistic. Well, just look at everything being delivered. Look at everything happening. My gut 2.5 years ago, when he first was starting to announce, I was like, God, my gut tells me he loved Trump, but I can't stand it. You know, his TV shows, his pomp, all he's doing, that was all camouflage to get the system to not recognize him. He knows exactly what he's doing. And then as he began to move, and I just knew he would deliver and he would do it all. But that's only because the big attack's coming. Let me tell you, we think we're having this big victory right now. And, oh, wow, we're kicking ass and ha, ha, ha. This was all just round one, man. That coming out of the sea is Leviathan and plagues, GMO gone awry, economic collapse. This is just God giving his people that kept crying out for defense and for renaissance and for revival a chance to get ready. That's all this is. You can make, whether it's 5 years from now or 6 months from now or 10 years from now or 50, my spirit, my gut, my intellect can see it. I've looked into the enemy's eyes. I've had them try to buy me off. I've been there. And they want our souls. It's like that little promo piece we have. Like, we want your souls. It's not about this third dimension. It's not about crap or Lamborghinis or looking tough or looking cool or... You know, once you have real success, you learn you don't even want it to be seen. It's about your soul. It's about where your soul's pointed. And let me tell you better get it pointed towards God and justice and Jesus Christ and his Father and the Holy Ghost and the whole nine yards, because this whole thing's real. And there's a war inside the Catholic Church right now. Even the New York Times admits it right here, where they say the whole Catholic Church is trying to bring down the new Pope. This guy's I'm not even a Catholic, you can look at it, as a total devil. Tiff between knights and Pope turns into all-out proxy war. Jason Horowitz. I mean, there's just wars at every level for the heart and soul of humanity taking place. It doesn't matter what institution it is. Within that institution, you can have a war for what's right. And right now is the side to choose for eternity. All of us that are alive, almost 8 billion people, are living in a very, very special time. And the spirit's real. And people better get that straight. I love how... Yeah, 10 centuries later, the Pope and knights do battle. I mean, my God, the current pope runs the pedophile rings that took over the Catholic Church. I mean, the current pope is a giant satanic demon who wants world government and says Europe shouldn't be Christian. I mean, by his own words, he is abomination desolation. I don't say that without real reservation. He's dangerous. I was threatened in D.C. for being up against the pope by powerful people just a week and a half ago. And I said, I stand against him. You decide where you stand. But if that guy had the false prophet or a model of the one to come, I don't know what it is. He is a giant manifest devil, a destroyer. And thank God the Catholic Church is trying to throw him off. Let's go to this John Bowne report, start the second hour with more news, and I'll give the number out in your calls. Here's John Bowne on a future for the golden, beautiful country and the shining, strong people that are Mexico under bondage.
At the end of week one, as promised, President Donald Trump is easing into the advancement of U.S. interests as a global model on foreign policy. Today, President Trump held a press conference with UK Prime Minister Theresa May.
There are many issues on which the United Kingdom and the United States stand alongside one another, many issues on which we agree. And I think, as I said yesterday in my speech, that we are at a moment now when we can build an even stronger special relationship, which will be in the interests not just of the UK and the United States, but actually in the interests of the wider world as well.
President Trump has been very aggressive on his stance regarding immigration. Prime Minister May echoes Trump's position.
A future that sees us take back control of the things that matter to us. Things like our national borders and immigration policy and the way we decide and interpret our own laws. So that we are able to shape a better, more prosperous future for the working men and women of Britain.
In spite of this formation of excellent relations with the UK, our southern neighbor, Mexico, has been blindsided by President Trump's disgust with the cozy billion-dollar trade relations Mexico has enjoyed for the past 25 years. Market Watch reports after running a trade deficit with the U.S. from 1991 to 1994, Mexico moved to a surplus in 1995, and that's been the case ever since. As a result, U.S. imports from Mexico soared from $65 billion when the North American trade deal was passed to around $295 billion in 2016. However, the U.S. has been helped too, especially in border states such as Texas. Exports to Mexico have climbed from $68 billion in 1994 to an estimated $235 billion in 2016. As Trump pointed out, though, the U.S. is on track to run a trade deficit of close to $60 billion with Mexico in 2016, according to government data. That's about 12% of the nation's overall annual trade gap. In essence, this NAFTA transfer of wealth has benefited a small group of corrupt overlords, while the Bank of America launders cartel money and American industry is bled dry. After canceling a meeting with President Trump due to the outrage over Trump's insistence that the U.S. border be protected, Mexican President Peña Nieto reportedly had a phone conversation with President Trump following the cancellation.
I will say that we had a very good call. I have been very strong on Mexico. I have great respect for Mexico. It was a very, very friendly call. I think you'll hear that from the president, and I think you'll hear that from the people of Mexico. And I look forward to, over the coming months, we'll be negotiating, and we'll see what happens. But I'm representing the people of the United States. And I'm going to represent them as somebody should represent them, not how they've been represented in the past, where we lose to every single country.
All right. Well, back that up. We're going to come back in 70 seconds with the start of the second hour, finish that up, get into all the other news, and open the phones up to take your calls. Spread the link, InfoWars.com. The enemy hates it. InfoWars.com. Remember, InfoWars.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.